Hello. Welcome to Everyday English. In this program, we're going to consider two words in English which are related in spelling and in pronunciation. They are also to some extent related in grammar and usage. The words are
beside
and
besides.
Besides. They occur in sentences like the following.
When he got to the hall, he looked for his sister and sat beside her.
Now here's another sentence with beside.
Learners of English were advised to keep their dictionary beside them when writing a serious essay or an academic paper.
For what reason?
So they can check up spelling and, if need be, pronunciation.
But that slows you down.
You mean having your dictionary beside you slows you down?
Yes, especially when you're reading a novel. Having your dictionary beside you means going back and forth, and that interrupts the train of your thought and enjoyment. I don't think the purpose of reading a novel is to acquire new vocabulary.
You have a point there. If it's reading you're talking about.
Besides, keeping your dictionary beside you discourages you from guessing intelligently the meaning of words.
The last sentence contains besides as well as beside.
Besides, keeping your dictionary beside you discourages you from guessing intelligently the meanings of words.
Let's now turn our attention to the two words, one after the other. I take besides first. The first use of besides is prepositional, that is, it is used like a preposition. One distinctive property of besides and other English prepositions is that they occur before nouns in English. For example,
to my sister, with danger, from house to house.
To, from, and with are prepositions. They occur before nouns and nominals. So it is with besides.
Besides my sister, besides the danger that it carries.
Besides, in this prepositional use, means
in addition to.
As in,
there will be 5 officiating ministers besides Bishop Atiogbe.
There will be 5 officiating ministers besides Bishop Atiogbe. That is, in addition to Bishop Atiogbe, there will be 5 officiating ministers. Besides can also occur in sentences like this one, with the same meaning. That is, in addition to.
Besides all that we have done, we are going to set up a fund for the children's education.
Besides all that we've done, we're going to set up a fund for the children's education. And that means, in addition to all that we've done. Here, the word besides occurs before a whole sentence or clause, not just a noun. All that we've done, besides all that we've done. All that we've done is a sentence or clause. It is a clause which functions as a noun.
Besides all I have told you this morning.
That is, in addition to all I have told you this morning. We have so far looked at two constructions in which besides is used with a meaning in addition to. The first is exemplified by
he is lazy. Besides, he does not pay attention.
I'm not enthused about him. Besides, he does not make the effort to get into my good books.
Besides, he does not pay attention. Besides, he does not make the effort. The second use with the same meaning is found in
besides me.
That is, in addition to me.
besides your uncles and aunts?
The third is found in phrases like the following.
Besides being.
Besides having.
Besides presenting.
In all these latter examples, besides introduces a form of the verb which ends in ing, ing. Now, just listen to this.
Besides being the first to represent the country in a table tennis contest, she has won several national awards.
Note that in all the cases we've considered, besides has the meaning in addition to. And this sentence means,
in addition to being the first to represent the country in a table tennis contest, she has won several national awards.
Besides having.
She has made a public announcement in the newspapers besides having sent out letters to individual members.
Besides having sent out letters to individual members. In addition to. In full, the sentence can be rephrased as,
she has made a public announcement in addition to having sent out individual letters to members.
And now finally, besides presenting, besides presenting, which also means,
in addition to presenting, in addition, he or she or they presented. Besides presenting a detailed account of the incident to the police, they went from one television station to another to explain what happened at the accident scene.
The expression besides doing something is a productive one, besides being useful. Its formation is very simple. The word besides is followed by the ing form of the verb.
Besides fulfilling my matrimonial obligation.
Besides bearing the discomfort of waiting for us in bad weather.
Besides being subjected to humiliation.
You realize that the last sentence is in the passive.
Besides being subjected to humiliation.
Now, let's turn again to the word beside without the S. Observe the form of the pronunciation. It is beside without an S at the end.
Beside.
Beside.
Beside is a preposition and it means,
by the side of, close by, located by the side of.
For example,
he sat beside me throughout the lecture.
Which means,
he sat by my side throughout the lecture.
He sat by me. He sat close to me.
This has nothing to do with the meaning expressed by besides, which is in addition to. Now, here are some more examples.
Go sit beside the table, will you?
Another important use of the word beside is to indicate comparison. Here's an illustration.
Beside this one.
And this means,
in comparison to this one.
As in this sentence.
Beside this typewriter we just bought, the one John donated to the school is far more efficient.
And this means,
in comparison with the typewriter we first bought, the one donated by John to the school is far more efficient.
In other words,
if you put the two side by side, one of them is far superior to the other.
If you put the one beside the other, you will find that one of them is far superior.
Thank you both. That's all we have time for, listeners. Cheers and goodbye.